speaker today is our elder Joseph.
好，我们把下面的时间交给他。
Good morning. So today's topic is Jesus is Christ. Now, this passage took place in Caesarea Philippi, which is a city built on this rock. And this rock has many altars and many temples that have been dug up.
今天故事发生在该加利亚菲利比，建立在这个大石头上面。这个大石头里面上面有很多的神坛。
So this is a very appropriate place, you know, for Jesus to ask his disciple, "Who do you think I am?" At a, you know, in a place there which have many gods.
就是耶稣在说啊，你们问门徒说，你们说我是谁？这是个很适合的地方，因为这边有许许多多的偶像。
No, I think knowing who Christ is and what he has done for us is probably more important than knowing anything else in our life. So Jesus asked his disciples, what do people say I am? And the disciples said, well, some people think that you are Elijah, and some people think you are John the Baptist, or one of the prophets. And then Jesus turned to Peter and asked Peter, who do you say that I am?
So they answered, there are some people who say you are John, some people say you are Elijah, some people say you are the prophet. Jesus turned to them and said, who do you say that I am?
And Peter answered, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God.
彼得就回答说：“你是基督，是那永生神的儿子。”
In other words, he's like saying, "You are the one and only true God."
他的回答也就是说你是那独一的真神。
Now, I think you could let's see what Christ means. Like, I guess the name Jesus means Savior.
耶稣的名字是救主的意思，但基督是什么意思呢？
And Christ is like a title, like, you know, President, you know, Obama or President Chiu Hei Tao.
基督是一个称衔，好像布希总统或是胡锦涛总理。
So,
Obama, I'm sorry.
Now, back in the days of King David,When God chose David to be the king, he asked Samuel to anoint David so that he can become the new king.
在大卫的时代，神要撒母耳高大卫做王的时候，去高大卫。
And the word anoint means to put oil, you know.On his head.
高大卫的意思是将油浇在大卫的头上。
Now I'm not sure if you ever heard of a brand of oil called Crystal Oil. Have you heard of that brand?
大家有听过一个叫做 Crystal Oil?
Yeah, the word crystal is actually means oil. So the word Christ comes from the word oil or anointing.
就是那个油 ，Christ 本身是油的意思。
Yeah, anointed means oil.
Christ 是受膏者的意思。
Yeah, so that's why we call him the Christ.
就是为什么我们告诉他说，我们叫他说，称他为基督。
So Christ has been anointed to be set apart for the purpose of serving God.
所以基督是那受膏者，要来分别出来服事神的。
You know, some people are very unclear about the identity of Christ.
很多人对基督的身份并不了解。
Like, for example, like Jehovah's Witness, they think that Jesus is an angel.
对耶和华见证人会来说，他们认为耶稣是一个天使。
And many people today believe that Jesus is a good teacher.
很多人认为耶稣只是一个好的老师。
And Muslims believe that Jesus is a prophet.
回教他们相信耶稣是一个先知。
And, you know, just like in those days.
就好像当时的时候一样。
Yeah, many people just have different ideas about who Jesus is.
他们对耶稣是谁有不同的意见。
Like in Ithaca College, you know, I saw a a professor from the religion department. She was teaching a Christian religion class.
在 college 我有个同事，他是教基督教的。
And she thinks very, very well of Jesus.
她对耶稣有很高的评价。
So one day we were talking, and I asked her, you know, about her faith. So you know what I did? I asked her the same question that Jesus asked Peter.
我当有一天跟她谈到信仰的时候，我就用了这一段圣经里面耶稣所用的话。
I asked her, "Do you believe that Jesus is the Son of God?"
我问她说，你相不相信耶稣是神的儿子？
And she said no.
他说我不相信。
So through this, I know that she does not believe that Jesus is Christ.
所以从这里我可以知道，她不相信耶稣是基督。
So in today's world, many people believe in Jesus, but they don't accept or acknowledge that Jesus is Christ.
虽然很多人相信耶稣，但很多人却没有确信耶稣是基督。
Now the Jewish people in those days were expecting.The Messiah or the Christ to come.
当时的犹太人在他们在期盼的一个弥赛亚或是基督的来临。
They expect Christ will come as a glorious king and will free the nation of Israel with his power.
他们希望基督来是能够一个大有能力的君王，是能够将他们带领，能够带领脱离那个当时的当时罗马的统治。
But the Jewish people never imagined that the Christ would come.To suffer and to be crucified in order to save the people.
但他们没有想到基督来是要受许多的苦，钉十字架以救很多人的罪。
See Jesus, died for our sins on the cross.
耶稣为我们的罪钉死在十字架上。
So we are saved by the sacrifice that Jesus has made on the cross.
我们因为耶稣基督在十字架上的牺牲，所以得救。
You know Jesus' life and death.Prove the meaning of his name Jesus, which is saving his people.
耶稣的生命跟他的死，就是证明他的名字是他是一个救主。
And his resurrection proved that he is the Christ, that he has authority over all things, even over death, the biggest enemy.
他的复活也就证明他是基督，是证明他有能力超过所有的事情，包括死亡。
So Jesus suffered and then and died on the cross, and after 3 days, he resurrected or rose again. So in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 20, it described what happened after he was raised from the dead. So first,He had to sacrifice himself as a lamb, but then he rose and be glorified as Christ.
他好像受死，像个羊羔受死一样，但他复活却是个荣耀的基督。
Okay, let me read that. Okay, so God raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly realms, far above all rule and authority, power and dominion, and every title that can be given.
所以神就叫他从死里复活，叫他在天上坐在自己的右边，远超过一切执政的掌权的。
So all authorities in heaven and on earth are given to Christ.
所以所有一切的在天上地下的权力都给了基督。
And his title, Christ, is above all titles in this world.
他的基督的称呼也是过于所有在地上一切的称呼。
Yeah. You know, President Hu Jintao is coming to U.S. as you know for a meeting, and there's a possibility he might meet with Obama, but we don't know for sure yet.
Hu Jintao 总理要来访问美国，很可能他会来拜访奥巴马总统。
You know, these two people are probably the most two powerful leaders on the earth today.
这两位可能是现在世上最有能力的领导者。
But the title of Christ is even higher.Than President Obama or President Hu Jintao.
但是基督的称谓是远超过胡锦涛总理或是奥巴马总统。
And so when Jesus told Peter that I'm gonna suffer and die, then Peter said, I won't let you go. So and then Jesus said, Get behind me, Satan. You do not have in the minds of things of God, but the things of man.
所以在耶稣讲论他要如何受死， 受死复活的时候、彼得就拉住耶稣叫他说你不要这么做，耶稣就对他说推到后面去吧撒旦、因为你不体贴人神的意思，只体贴人的意思。
I mean, it's obvious why Satan doesn't want Jesus to go to the cross, because the cross is where Jesus can save his people.
Satan 并不希望耶稣会上十字架，因为这是耶稣基督在拯救人的地方。
So Satan wants to go between Jesus and the cross.
所以撒旦要插在耶稣跟十字架之间。
And then Jesus said Peter that.He would be carrying the cross. I mean, Jesus himself would be carrying the cross.
然后耶稣就告诉彼得说他要背十字架。
But then he said something else. He said that not only I will carry the cross, but whoever want to follow me must also deny himself and carry the cross too.
耶稣不只说不只是我要背起我的十字架，而且若有人要跟从我，就当舍己背起他的十字架来跟从我。
You know, deny self and carry his cross is probably the most difficult passage to accept. Probably even more difficult than when Jesus commanded us to eat my flesh and drink my blood.
这边所说的舍己背起十字架，对我们来说是个很困难的一个要求，甚至困难比耶稣说要你们要吃我的肉喝我的血更为困难。
You know, deny oneself does not necessarily mean that we impose pain on ourselves.
舍己并不是说我们要使自己受很多的痛苦。
You know, some people they purposely put something, you know, sticky on their bed. No, that's not denying oneself.
有些人把一些很刺的东西放在背上面，这并不是代表舍己。
Deny self means that we no longer put ourselves as the purpose of our life.
舍己的意思说我们不再将自己作为我们生命的目的。
It means that we have to confront our self-pride to forgive other people and to help others.
在我们面对自己的骄傲，我们能够来帮助我们周围的人。
And perhaps a greater enemy than the devil is self.
对比魔鬼来说更严重的一个敌人就是我们自己。
Our old nature put our self-interest first.
老我将我们自我的利益放在前面。
The devil is simply encouraging us to stay with our own nature.
魔鬼要鼓励我们能够活在我们的老我里面。
So the real battle for us is choosing between self and Christ.
所以我们在我们心里面那个征战就是在我们要选择老我还是要选择基督。
You remember John the Baptist? He said once that, you know, he, meaning Christ, must increase.So that I would decrease.
你们记得施洗约翰曾经说，他必兴旺，我必衰微。
So it is true that more Christ in us will mean less self in us.
这实在是真的。如果是基督在我们里面长大，我们的老我就会渐渐的退去。
Old self has the things of man in mind.
我们的老我是有很多的自己的想法。
But new self have in mind the things of God.
但是我们那个心我却是有神的意念。
We must deny our old self and carry carry our cross with our new self.
所以我们要将我们的老我舍己，然后背起十字架来跟从主。
In other words, we must carry our cross with our spirit.
所以我们要用我们的灵来背起我们的十字架。
And you know, my son, you know, he do a lot of weightlifting because he want to exercise, you know, to make his muscle bigger and stronger.
儿子喜欢做重量训练，好让他肌肉能够更为发达。
And I think carrying our cross with our spirit, in the same way, strengthen our spiritual muscles.
所以在我们的灵里面，我们背起十字架，像这样子一样，可以来增强我们的灵里的肌肉。
If we don't carry the cross much, then we'll get flabby.
如果我们不常来背十字架，我们的灵就会变得很松散。
If I may, let me give you some possible examples of carrying our cross.
让我给你一些背十字架的一些例子。
I guess, like for example, be kind to others even when you are mistreated.
就是像当你在被别人苦待的时候，你还是能够对他们有很多的仁慈。
Going to the prayer meeting even when you don't feel like it.
在你很不想去的时候，你还是会选择去祷告会。
Clean up a church when your own house is still a mess.
当你家里很脏的时候，还是去教会。
And read the Bible when you haven't read the assignment that is due tomorrow yet.
所以在明天要念的书还没念完的时候，你选择先念圣经。
And you know, Jesus said, if anyone want to come after me, he must carry his cross. Notice the word his cross.
所以这边说，耶稣若人要跟从我，就要背起他的十字架来跟从我。
Perhaps everyone's cross is different.
可能每个人有不一样的十字架。
Like in Matthew chapter 11, Jesus said that my yoke is easy and my burden is light.
好像在马太福音第十一章三十节说，因为我的轭是轻省的，我的担子是，我的轭是容易的，我的担子是轻省的。
The word easy in Greek actually means well fitting.
这里在希腊原文中的容易是说它很合适的。
So the wood carpenter would make the yoke to fit the ox or whatever animal is being used on well.
那个木匠将这个轭在牛背上面做得很合适，这个牛来背它。
So Jesus' yoke would be made to fit our abilities.
所以耶稣的这边所说的轭是能够适合我们的能力的。
And furthermore, a yoke usually is designed for two animals to work together side by side.
所以当时那个轭是设计给两只牛一起来工作的。
So if we put that yoke on us, that means Jesus is working by our side.
也就是说在这个轭在我们身上的时候，也是同时的在基督的身上。
So if we are working side by side by Jesus, we can learn from Jesus as we carry the yoke or the cross.
所以我们跟耶稣一起同工的时候，我们可以来学习怎么样来负这个轭。
You know, the sound of carrying the cross or carrying the yoke doesn't sound very appealing.
这里说背十字架好像听起来并不是很吸引人。
But the fact is, there's only two kinds of yoke. The yoke of Christ or yoke of Satan.
但实际上来说，我们其实只有两种选择。你不是背基督的轭，就是要背撒旦的轭。
The yoke of Christ lead you to above, and the yoke of Satan will lead you to below.
基督的轭是你向上，撒旦的轭会拖你下去。
Let me give you some not very dramatic example of you know, carrying the cross. Like for example, I put a little sign in my office. It says you know, Jesus, the Prince of Peace.
在我的办公室，我先给大家更多的例子。在我的办公室里面，我放一个牌子，说耶稣是王。
Now, you know, I know this does not sound like a big deal, but believe me, it really takes a lot of courage.
这可能看起来不是一个很了不起的事情，但需要很多的勇气。
Because as you might know, then the people are generally hostile, you know, to Christians.
你知道现在有很多人对基督教有一个敌视的态度。
Another time, a couple of years ago, there was a couple who were thinking about divorce.
在两年以前，有一对夫妻他们在想要是否要离婚。
So I was very busy, but I decided that weekend I'm going to put a Greyhound bus to New York City to talk to this couple.
但是我非常忙，但我还是决定坐巴士到纽约市去跟他们谈一谈。
So I guess you can call that carrying a cross.
你可以说这是背十字架。
So I spoke to them and I spoke to the man.
我跟他们谈，跟丈夫谈。
But it was futile. I mean, they still divorced.
但是这却没有什么用，因为他们后来还是离婚了。
But then later on, the woman's sister become a Christian.
但后来那个太太的妹妹她成为一个基督徒。
I cannot say for sure, but perhaps when she saw a Christian is willing to visit and care, you know, enough to about her sister, that might be one of the factors in her decision about becoming a Christian.
虽然我不确定，但很可能是她妹妹看到。在有个基督徒愿意来在他们离婚过程中间来关心他们的时候，这可能成为他信主的一个因素之一。
Now, another thing that I don't tell a lot of people is that my desire is after I retire, I would like to write many story or novels.
我可能没有告诉很多人，但我自己的计划是我退休之后我要来成为一个小说作家。
So when I took that Greyhound bus to New York City to talk to that couple,
所以当我坐巴士到纽约的路上
I think God put in my mind a very powerful Christian novel.
神在我心里面就启示了一个很有力的基督徒的小说。
It's about man in New York City.
讲一个人在纽约市的生活。
Maybe I'll tell you, maybe someday you'll see it.
你也许有一天你会看到我的小说。
So in other words, carrying a cross, there can be many unexpected consequences.
所以我们在背十字架的时候，很多时候有一些意想不到的结果。
Before I joined this church many years ago, I was at a Bethel Grove church.
在我参与这个教会之前，我以前在 Bethel Grove 的教会。
I don't want to carry the cross.
我不愿意来背十字架。
And I just sit in the back, you know, way in the back. I don't participate in any of this, service.
每次在聚会的时候，我坐在最后面，我不要参加任何的事情。
Because I'm just too busy, I don't want to get involved. I just want to be a participant in the back.
因为我很忙，我不希望参加，我不希望有任何的参与。
And I remember the maybe around that time I had a very interesting dream.
在那时候，我有个很有趣的梦。
You know, Ithaca is a beautiful place and it's famous for the waterfall.
伊塔卡是一个很美丽的地方，我们有很多美丽的瀑布。
So I dreamt that I was lying on the grass in a beautiful sunny day.
我梦见我在一个阳光普照的下午，我躺在草地上面。
I was like putting my hand, you know, behind my head, and just looking at the waterfall, really enjoying myself.
把手放在我的头后面，只看着瀑布，实在是非常的享受。
I think there was a can of soda or something next to me.Oh, it was a very enjoyable time. But then I noticed that next, not too far from me, there was a statue. It's a black statue. And there was a man walking by. So I asked that man, hey, what's this statue? And he said that that's the statue of Satan.So Satan wants us to enjoy ourselves and not carry the cross. So Jesus continued with this. He said, what good is it for a man to gain the whole world yet forfeit his soul? Or what can a man give in exchange for his soul?
耶稣继续说，人就是赚得全世界，赔上自己的生命，有什么益处呢？
Do you remember the devil led Jesus to a high place and showed him the whole world? And he said that if you just worship me, I can give you the whole world.
你们记得在撒旦试探耶稣的时候，曾经把他带到圣殿的顶上，高山顶上，让他看见所有的世界，说你如果敬拜我，这一切都是你的。
But Jesus was not foolish.
但耶稣并不笨。
But there are many people in this world who are foolish.
但这世界就有很多愚笨的人。
I consider foolishness means making a bad trade.
愚笨呢，是你做了一个很坏的交易。
See, in a chess game, you know, people always have to trade their pieces, right?
在下棋的时候，很多时候你要来交换一些棋子。
But the one thing you never trade is your king.
但你从来不把你国王去换出去。
Because once you lose your king, the game is over.
因为你当你的国王，你失去了国王，你的这个游戏就结束了。
It's the same if you lose your soul.
对你来说，你失去生命，你赔上自己的生命，也是同样的事情。
See, no money, no power, anything in this world can add up to the value of one single soul.
在世上没有任何的金钱或权力值得一条生命。
Have you ever wondered why a soul is so valuable?
你有没有曾经想过为什么灵魂是这么样的价？
I believe most of you don't realize the reason.
我想你们可能很多人并不了解这个原
因。I guess a lot of you just assume that, oh, it's a life, so life is valuable.
你讲说，哦，就是生命啊，对生命就是无价的。
But don't forget, there's one, just in China, there's 1.2 billion souls in China. So why is each soul worth more than the whole world?
你要记得，在中国就有12亿的人，为什么每一个灵魂都比这世界更为贵重呢？
Well, I think the answer can be answered by a question.
这个答案就是一个问题。
Why is our children so valuable to us and not so valuable to other people?
为什么我们的孩子对我们来说是这么重要，但对别人来说却不是那么重要呢？
Because we love them.
因为我们爱他们。
You see, it is love that determines the value.
因为爱来决定价值。
the value of our soul is great because God's love for us is great.
我们灵魂之所以这么无价，是因为神爱我们。
It is God's love that makes our soul so valuable that He's willing to sacrifice His Son.
是因为神的爱使我们的生命变成无价，所以他愿意让牺牲自己的独生子来拯救我们。
You know, the value of everything is changing, right? Stock market, house, and everything. But the value of our soul will always be high because the love of God endures forever. But tragically, people are always foolish and trade their soul.
很悲剧的是很大的悲剧是我们常常赔上自己的生命来换取这个世界。
Because they're blinded by the devil, they cannot see the love of God.
因为我们被世界的神所瞎弄瞎了眼睛，我们不能够看见神的爱。
I'm not sure if you heard of a very famous American singer named Bob Dylan.
我不知道你们听过一个美国的歌手叫做 Bob Dylan.
He is very popular and he's considered one of the top singers, you know, in the U.S. history.
他在美国历史上是一个很知名的一个歌手。
But in an interview in 60 Minutes a couple years ago, he indicated he made a bargain with the devil.
在美国的60 Minutes 专访节目里面，他告诉大家说他曾经跟魔鬼有一个交易。
And so he gained the world, but is it worth it?
他就好像用他的歌得了这个世界，但是真的值得吗？
Let us pray that Bob Dylan would turn back to Christ and ask Christ to redeem his soul.
来为 Bob Dylan 祷告，让他能够回转，能够来向神，所以他能够他的灵魂能够被拯救。
You ever watch those films with Chairman Mao in Tiananmen Square?
因为我们曾经看过一些影片是有关毛主席在天安门的事情。
You know, millions of young people say, "Long live Chairman Mao!"
在有百万的人说这个毛主席万岁。
He gained the whole China.
他那个时候他得到了全中国。
But only for a season.
但只是一季就过去。
As far as we know, he died without Christ.
据我们所知道，他没有得到基督就死去了。
And so he lost his soul forever.
所以他永远的失去他的灵魂。
Is it worth it?
这真的值得吗？
Sadly, in today's world, many ordinary people simply work hard all their life, seeking to gain just a piece of the world.
很不幸的是，在我们中，这世上还有许多的人，我们赔上了自己的生命，只需要得这世界的一个角落。
But at the end, they did not gain much of the world. They just and they lose their soul.
在最后，他们也没有得到什么世界中重要的事情，他们还是赔上了自己的生命。
You know, I told my student in my class, I told them that, hey, you know, you people are considered like a first, what do you call it, fourth, like a first time generation.
我告诉我学生们，你们是第一代的学生。
The reason why I say that is because in this generation, we have seen many things that history has never seen before.
因为在我们在这个时代里面，有许多新的事情是以前的学生从来没有看过的。
This generation saw 9/11.
这一代的学生看到了这个911的事件。
This generation saw the tsunami.
这一代的学生看到了这个海啸。
This generation saw the earthquake in Sichuan.
他们也看到了四川的地震。
And this generation saw many banks and you know, huge top banks and insurance companies fail.
这个时代的学生看到了许多很大的公司、很大的银行倒闭。
Even General Motors, one of the biggest companies, now on the brink of bankruptcy.
甚至是美国以前最大的汽车公司、通信公司也在破产的边缘。
Some call this the financial tsunami.
很多人说这是经济的海啸。
And U.S.China and Europe are all getting together and try to spend trillions and trillions of dollars try to stimulate the economy.
美国、欧洲跟中国他们在高峰聚集，在想办法花很多的钱来拯救这个经济。
And so far, the economy continues to decline.
经济还是继续下降。
You know, a lot of people.Even in my college, a lot of people lost like a third of their retirement just in one single month.
在我学校里面，我很多的一些同事们，也就在一夜之间，他们的退休金就少掉了三分之一。
Yeah. And you know, people work hard, you know, for their retirement all their life, And now, at the end, what do they have?
很多人为他们的退休的准备花了很多的努力，但他们现在有什么呢？
You know, Ithaca College and I think Cornell also is now preparing for budget cuts.
Ithaca College and Cornell, 他们现在都在考虑如何来裁减他们的预算。
I received a memo from my dean saying that I should at least cut one class just to save a few thousand dollars.
所以我的院长还是写封信告诉大家说可以来少开一些课程，所以我可以省几千块钱。
See, the government is not the Christ, and money is not the Christ.
所以政府不是基督，金钱也不是基督。
Jesus is our only Christ.
耶稣是唯一的基督。
But there's one thing kind of interesting, you know? And that is, even though all the things in this world are subject to Christ, he had to fight and die for each soul.
很有趣的事情，虽然所有的事情都是借着也是靠着耶稣基督，但他却必须努力去征战，才能够得回灵魂。
While Christ has authority over heaven and earth, he does not have authority over our heart.
耶稣在这有一切天上地下的权柄，但他却对我们的心，他没有办法来控制。
Yeah, Christ does not rule our heart by force.
基督不能够用武力来控制我们。
He wants to dwell in a willing heart.
他要他只住在那些愿意的人心里面。
Now that Jesus has saved us, and now let Jesus be the Christ in our heart.
耶稣拯救了我们，让他成为我们心里的基督。
Okay, let's pray. Dear Jesus,
亲爱的耶稣,
you are the Christ.
你是基督,
you are the King of Kings.
你是万王之王,
you are the Lord of Lords.
你是万主之主,
all things in heaven and on earth are subject to you.
这是天上地下所有的都归于你。
Come into our heart.
请来到我们心中,
and rule in our heart.
在我们心中做王。
Help us to deny ourselves and carry our cross.
帮助我们能够舍己，背起我们自己的十字架。
So that your name Christ will be glorified.
所以基督的名可以在我们生命里彰显。
In our life.
在我们的生命中。
In Jesus' name, Amen.
也奉耶稣的名祷告。
我们谢谢教授的信息。
Thank you for the message from Joseph.
对，我们世上有苦难。
We have difficulty in this world.
但是我们靠着主，我们必然得胜。
But we'll have victory in Him.
因为耶稣已经胜了这个世界。
Because Jesus has won over this world.
我们唱一首回应诗歌。
Let's sing this responsive song.
真神羔羊。
Lamb of God.
欢迎和报告的时间。如果你是第一次来到我们当中，请你站起来介绍你自己。好，可以请。
我是那个山西赵的妈妈。
欢迎你们啊！这边
走，我们是
开路旅行社，
开路旅行社啊，我来考察路这儿，
好吧，好吧，好，后边哪位？
来自从哪儿去？
那叫贵姓名？
啊，姓李。
好，欢迎你们啊，我们也可以彼此啊问安。好，你可以跟你邻居握一下手。说耶稣爱你。你说。